Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Joe Bailey is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've been talking to him for, golly, he's been with us all the way since 99. I mean, actually, this month is his 10th anniversary. We got to celebrate a 10th anniversary here with Joe in just a few minutes. Joe is one of the guys who helps us gain and maintain some balance in our lives. We first met him when he was offering us the book Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. He is the author of the new book Fear Proof Your Life, and he's our good friend Joe Bailey. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back, Jim. How you doing?
All right, happy anniversary. 10 years this month.
Wow, I can't
believe
that. Well, I can't believe we look so good at our
age. I know, I agree. You know, I think we preserved ourselves pretty well. That's our story, and we're sticking to it, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, it's great to have you here. Thank you for all the great time you've spent with us and all the great wisdom you've given us. Joe, in my life, in my long life, in my long career in the marketplace, I've been through, this is my seventh recession since 1969, and I have to say, I've never seen so much fear as we have seen in the last, let's say, 12 months, but really, especially in the last 8 months. What do you think?
Well, I think that we are in a culture of fear. You know, it's not just the economy, although that's certainly on the front burner of most people's minds, although last week it was the swine flu, and even
right.
Just a few days ago, it seems like there's always a fear du jour.
You know what Rosanna Dennis said, don't you?
What was that?
Remember Gilda Radner's character, Rosanna Dennis?
Yeah.
It's always something.
Yeah, and as soon as we focus our attention off of one thing, there's always another fear to replace it.
Yeah,
so part of that
and we always will have as long as there's a 24/7 news cycle.
Well, part of it is the news, I think, you know, and we have so much information available to us instantaneously that I think fear has always been in the media from the time the first town crier called out. You know, that was how you got people's attention.
Right, right.
Scary, bad news.
Right.
But there are real issues that face us in the economy, and there's real issues that face us with pandemics and all kinds of things, and so fear isn't a bad thing. It's there to wake us up and to get our attention and to take action. It's built into the human organism.
It's a cardinal emotion, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. But it's gotten out of hand, and we need to see how to keep perspective, because when we live in fear and it becomes our lifestyle and our state of mind, we lose perspective, we lose the ability to make, you know, sound decisions, to see opportunities in the marketplace, and all we can see is obstacles. So we don't want to be overtaken by fear. I was just gave a talk to a group of investors, about 100 investors 2 days ago, and I called it Finding the Eye of Calm in the Storm of Uncertainty.
I like that.
And yeah,
Hey, Joe, I want some of that.
Well, you know, the phenomena of the hurricane, you know, it's with the incredible, 170 to 200 and some mile an hour
right.
Wind and the tremendous destruction is much like our economy, what's happening. But in the center of that, there is an eye of calm, and I use the word I as in you and me, that when we find that calm in the midst of this, that's when we're in the best position as business owners, as parents, as citizens to see the bigger picture and to see how to think out of the box and creatively how to deal with these tremendous challenges that we all face these days.
Well, see, that's the I used the term when I was introducing you and told the audience that you were going to be here and we were going to talk about fear. You know, I use the concept of managing fear. We're not going to eliminate fear. Fear is as much a part of us as our as anything. And so we're not going to eliminate fear. We shouldn't eliminate fear. Fear gives us good information, but we do need to learn how to manage it. And I like your storm, your hurricane metaphor, because as long as you can find yourself in the eye, You can either learn how to stay there where it's calmer, or if you have to move out of it, as you know, Joe, there are quadrants of a hurricane that are worse than other quadrants. The right. Northwest quadrant of a hurricane is pretty much the worst one. That's where the worst winds are, and the top left quadrant. So if you have to exit the whatever issue you're in, if you can manage this fear, you can decide how to exit this thing productively and safely.
Well, I think that analogy plays well, and we have to have our bearings. It's like the pilot who had to land the plane on the Hudson. I don't know if you saw the interview with him on 60 Minutes.
I did.
But he talked about the moment he realized that the second engine had gone. He knew he was in deep trouble.
Yeah, well, he knew he was in the river.
Yeah, he knew he was in the river, and he knew the chances of him safely landing that were very slim. And he felt that immediate fear. So fear is there, and his adrenaline started going, and he felt that feeling of overwhelm that some of us as owners feel with our own businesses these days. But he knew that he had to find the calm in order to land that plane. And so he got his bearings back. He righted his mind first. Mm-hmm. And with his mind clear and in a calm state, he was able to think incredibly bravely, courageously, mm-hmm. and thoughtfully to save all those people.
And let's be fair, there were about six crew members who were all clicking on in concert there we need to give all those guys their due.
Yeah.
They were all doing that. And what happened, Joe, was the training kicked in, the preparation kicked in, the experience kicked in. And that's what we need to call on when things get like this, isn't it? I mean, I've always said, the way to manage fear is to have the right tools, which is training, which is experience, which is education, which is knowledge. I mean, these are all things you have to call on, don't you? And instead of getting hysterical, instead of getting worked up about what you're afraid of, call on the management tools, right?
Well, and they're all there for a lot of us. We've spent a lot of time reading books and getting training, but in the moment, we have to be able to access that, and that's where calm comes in.
I want you to help us with that in-the-moment thing, because that's hard for a lot of people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ourselves in the moment with Joe Bailey right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Bailey. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds. You got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something for you can read or listen to. You can check out our Brain Trust members. My blog is there, which we post to two or three times a week on a regular basis. And also, you can subscribe to that, by the way. We'll send it to you. You can also subscribe to my free newsletter, which we will send you by email. Get you ready for the week ahead on Sunday afternoon. So check that out. My articles, archives, lots and lots of stuff there. Everything under the Small Business Sun. I hope you'll check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jim Blassingame on Twitter. Joe Bailey is our guest. Joe has been here a long time. This is our 10th year. Joe, thank you again for 10 great years. His book is called Fear Proof Your Life, How to Thrive in a World Addicted to Fear, which it certainly seems to be, thanks to the 24/7 news cycle. And also The Speed Trap, which is still one of my favorite books. Also, Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. Joe, tell us how we can find your books and you. And all your retreats. I'm so fascinated by your fishing retreats.
Yeah, we've got one coming up on the Copper River in Alaska in July. Unfortunately, it's filled, but
so
unfortunately
jealous.
For us, it's filled. But and the website for the for all that you can connect to my main website, which is Joe Bailey and Associates, spelled out fully, .com.
So they can find links to all your books there and everything. And can they find out more about future future expeditions that you're going to
be having? There's a link to the flyfishingseminars.com on my main website.
Good.
And that is the website for the flyfishingseminars.com.
All right.
But, you know, back to what we were talking about mm-hmm. before the break, Jim, one of the things I talk to people about is how fear raises our overhead. If we get too much fear, if we're not living in that eye of calm in the center of that storm of uncertainty of the hurricane, if we can't find that calm, then we don't see the opportunities when they're there. And I think it was Warren Buffett that said we should be greedy when other people are fearful, and we should mm-hmm. be courageous when other people are feeling fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I think that's the small business owner has to see those opportunities. And when you're too overwhelmed with fear, you can't think clearly. All you're thinking about is survival.
One of the things that I think happens to people, Joe, is when we get fearful. And sometimes, listen, let me tell you something, Joe, and you know this. When you're a small business owner, there are things that happen that you should be afraid of. There are things that happen that you should give the proper amount of respect and attention, because these are fearful things. And I've experienced them, you know, every one of them, sometimes many times. But what happens is that seems to take us over, doesn't it? Instead of saying, okay, that's one thing, and that's a serious thing. I need to face that. But let me put that one thing into perspective. And then look around you. Look at other things that you've done successfully. Look at other things that are working out positively. And you might even have to wander off the reservation. You might have to go check on your kids. You might have to think about your friends, whatever. What do you think about that, Joe?
Well, I think that when we move from a state of heightened alertness, which is focus and clarity of thought and insight and creative thinking, to panic, we lose perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And we start making up fears in our heads, you know, about all the tremendous, horrible things that our imaginations can think
of
about what might happen or what
mm-hmm.
could happen, and the awfulizing about the future.
Awfulizing. So I love that. Wait, Joe. Say that again. Say that word again. I love that.
The awfulizing about the future.
I've never heard that word before. There's a new word, folks. That's going to be on the test, ladies and gentlemen. Awfulizing. Only on the Small Business Advocate Show.
In the middle of the night, we can't discern the difference between the awfulizing, you know, the catastrophizing about our life, and what is a real concern, what is really something that we need to address. And that's what discernment is about. So that's one of the main things I talk about in my workshops and in my books.
Right.
How do we find that state of calm where we can reflect and see clearly what's just coming from our memory banks, what's just coming from our conditioning of fear and the awfulizing, the catastrophizing, versus the wisdom of our instincts for survival.
Well,
so don't believe everything you think, Jim.
Just take inventory of your own self. Listen, Joe, I do this to myself. I think we all do it. I mean, I've worked myself into a tizzy before many times, and then all of a sudden I say, wait a minute, this is just one thing. It's probably not going to take me down. Look at all these other things that I'm doing okay, that are working out okay. You know, this is just one thing. Deal with it as that one thing. Don't let it, you know, as you say, don't what did you catastrophize? What was the word?
Catastrophizing.
Catastrophizing.
You like that one too.
I like. Oh yeah,
there's,
I love this.
I'm words for you, Jim.
I gotta. I'm writing this down here. But don't let that take over your life, because in small business, Joe, these are killers. If you aren't able to deal with these things, they're killers. They will take you down. Not the problem, but the awfulizing of it will take you down.
It's kind of like in Minnesota in the spring where I live. We burn the prairies, you know, and a controlled fire is
right.
Wonderful. It restores the
mm-hmm.
the life of the prairie, but if it gets out of control, you destroy all of
right.
your homes and
yep.
your businesses and everything along with it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe, give us that website one more time.
It's joebaileyandassociates.com.
Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Thanks for 10 great years.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
It.
Joe Bailey, ladies and gentlemen. Told you we'd get smarter when Joe joined us. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. And I find out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.